Hey, and welcome to Censorship, where we talk about BS reasons why we're sheltered from sex or talking about anything that revolves around sex and how that may or may not have affected my life. Throughout the podcast, I will be answering questions about sex, and today's topic is porn. I decided that I really wanted to start on porn because this is where most children actually get the idea of what's right and what's wrong. Because at a very young age, my parents, they taught that porn was wrong, it was bad, it was sinful, and you shouldn't be doing it. And looking back on it now, that was very toxic. Because for a long time, I would think, oh, there's so much shame in porn. There was so much shame in watching porn. And then going into college, it clicked. The hypocrisy. Just the simple hypocrisy. There are many TV shows out there that have scenes that have sexual interactions with them. Mind you, the penis is not entering the vagina and you cannot see it. But the simple hypocrisy. Sex sells TV shows. Sex sells so many media content that we are viewing on a daily basis. It's kind of hard to turn on the TV and not expect to see a sex scene in any show that you're watching, because that's just what people have realized sells and gets people's attention. Now, many people try to distinguish, well, that's censored sex scenes. Like, they don't show anything too graphic, so they're fine. And porn, they don't really have any filters. Well, I see the difference, but there's no way you can say that porn is bad and sex is something sinful that you should wait to do. And then in many teenage dramas, we have teenagers, some of them we can qualify as kids, having sex or having sexual interactions, and we act like that's okay. I just want to see where does the line end? Because not everything could be black and white, and I understand that, but this topic just seems to be muddied altogether, and there's no clear end or start to it. So, in sex scenes, censored sex scenes, you still see almost like the interactions, the clothes coming off, and through some clever directing, somehow the body parts get hidden. But that doesn't mean I don't know what's going on. That just means that you're teasing the audience. You're showing a sex scene and you're just like, you know what? Use your imagination to figure out which parts are connecting and which parts are touching which parts. And to be honest, yes, I could use my imagination, or there is literal visual representation in porn. I am not making like a full-on everyone should watch porn argument. I'm just saying we are constantly saying that porn is bad, porn is sinful. Yet in our daily life, we use sex to sell things that sex has nothing to do with it, like perfume. When did sex become like the main attraction of perfume? Like, you spray, like, the advertisements basically show, like, a woman spraying perfume on, and all of a sudden, it's just them rubbing their skin, or they're up against another guy, and I'm just like, so, putting on perfume, that's what you get. That's the sensation you get. That's what you should be doing. No. So, we want to use sex without actually, like, you know, stating that we're using sex. It's muddied. One question, what effect does it have on children? Now, that's the one thing I don't deny, that seeing pornography has an effect on children. At a developmental age, children, whenever they see something, they are easily looking to mimic or try out whatever they see. And In porn, many of the scenes are unrealistic. But also, in sex scenes in TV shows, it's the same thing. Many teenagers are seeing these scenes in, like, coming-of-age stories and dramas and TV series that are deemed teenager-friendly. And they're showing sex scenes, and they're showing this is what you should be doing at your age and where you're at in life, and your parents are saying sex is wrong. It's just, make it make sense. It's just, it's confusing, and I know I'm not the only one confused by it, because this is what happens to a lot of children. You're told not to do something, but yet that thing's in your face 24/7, and you're kind of confused. You don't want me to do it, but you're showing me what it is. Okay. First question. Did you ever get caught watching porn? No, but I know people in my family who have, and it's okay. So it's so stupid. There was this, I don't want to specifically say who it was in my family, but someone in my family was caught watching porn. Also taking, someone else's devices, to watch porn on it and not like logging out of whatever the website was. And so on countless occasions they were caught watching porn, and of course my family were all like, that is so wrong, you should stop doing that, that is not something you should be watching, that is filth. And I like it, the parents of this person, they told everyone in the family, like it wasn't a secret. Every time they'd see a family member that they haven't seen in a while, for some reason, this, like, event or occurrence just got brought up. Like, oh, we caught him watching porn and blah, 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 blah. And honestly, in my head, I was embarrassed for him, like, the person. Because everybody around him were just making it seem like this was wrong, this was shameful, you should be embarrassed. And the fact that all the other people in the family were telling other people, it just I guess embarrassed him. Not only that, but also put him on a pedestal so that everyone could be like, this is the kid we caught doing this. And I thought that wasn't right, and to be honest, he shouldn't have been shamed for it. Especially considering that parents nowadays don't really talk to their kids in depth about sex and what they should expect or when is an appropriate time to have sex. My parents, they never gave me the sex talk. And the sex talk that I got in school was about abstinence. So it was just about not having sex at all. It wasn't about what do I do when I have sex. And honestly, it wasn't until this year that my parents actually, they didn't talk about sex. They more like talked about when they had their first kid and when their kids had their first kid. Basically setting a guideline to when you should be having sex. And that's not really the sex talk to me. So how do you fault a kid for watching porn or watching anything else that they're trying to get answers to something that they're curious about when you as a parent aren't like putting in the effort? You're not like helping them understand more. Rather, you're shaming them into doing it in private. And that experience with that person, like in the family, that kind of motivated me not to talk about sex around my folks. It motivated me not to, like, even bring up anything around sex with my parents, because I could already see what dynamic that was, and I could already feel like if I ever talked about sex with my parents, they'd automatically think that I'm pregnant or I'm going to be pregnant, and that really wouldn't hold well for me. So I just decided I'm gonna drop it. I'm just going to continue researching on my own and developing myself on my own, because no one else was going to do it for me. how did this affect me? So, how did sex scenes in TV shows and porn affect me personally? So, when I was in high school, a group of my friends, it was the first time that we even, like, any of us even acknowledged that we have ever watched anything that had, like, a super sexual nature to it besides TV shows. And one of my friends just, like, came up to us and told us to search up what hentai was. And, like, I think my friend was basically, like, trying to surprise us or trying to get us to see something new. And automatically I giggled, and my friend looked at me and he was like, "Do you know what that is?" And I'm like, "Yes, I know what that is." And I said it in somewhat like a, "I'm not naive. I know exactly what that is." And the other people in our group who didn't know what that is, when they searched it up, they're like, "Oh my gosh, there are cartoon porn?" And I'm like, "Yes, there is." And I understand that not a lot of people feel the need to be researching or feel the need to, like, go beyond the depths to, like, see what porn's out there or see what representation of sex is out there. I just was one of those curious kids who just liked researching and making sure I know a lot about something, just because that's who I was. Also because I didn't feel comfortable talking to anybody else about it. And it wasn't until that day when one of my friends talked about that, told us about that kind of porn, that I realized I'm not the only student, like, searching this stuff. I'm not the only student curious about why, about porn or about sex and sex scenes on TV. There are a lot of other students doing the same thing. And when we would talk about it, we'd basically just, I don't know, I wouldn't say compare, but, like, we would share, like, what we found out. And this was, like, early high school when we were first talking about things. And mind you, this was, like, a group of, like, all virgins. Like, none of us had any, like, thinking, oh, we're going to go out there and have sex. No, it was more about knowing what's out there and visually seeing rather than, you know, experiencing for the first time and saying, well, it happened and we're going to move on. So my thoughts on porn, it's just there. I don't really see a negative. I see negatives to it if you're obsessed with porn and you use that as your only representation of what sex is. Like I said, I researched. So I kind of picked and grabbed from different things to kind of come up with an idea of what porn, what sex is in real life and the relationships that it may have to, like, other things. Mind you, not a lot of people do that, but that's just them. So the original question was, how did this affect me? And through, like, what I just said, one way that it affected me, just hearing what my family and just my parents had to say about sex and how it was sinful, shameful, it did kind of send me into, like, this hole where I hid, because in my family it just seemed like something that wasn't acceptable. And honestly, I got the idea that that's exactly what it is around the world. And it sort of it brought internalized shame for me, because my parents, my family, a lot of people, whenever they talk about that, they say it's filthy, it's the devil's work, God wouldn't like this, like, you need to go to church if you're watching this filth. And in my head, I was like, well, if I'm watching this filth, then I'm unclean. I should be ashamed of myself, and I should pray that I don't watch it ever again. It wasn't until, like, what is it? college, my second year in college, when I like had another year of freedom away from like my family and just like the religious influences in my life, that I started basically developing my own understanding of things and understanding what I should feel shameful about and what I should not. And that's when I actually like said, fuck this. Fuck this bullshit about this is what I should be doing or this is what I shouldn't be doing. Because to be honest, many people say this is what you shouldn't be doing, but yet they don't show you what you should be doing. And how else am I supposed to see the representations when no one else will talk about it? So, yeah, I kind of like dropped the shame part of it, and I was like, you know what? This is porn. I'm not obsessed with it. I know I don't have a problem. And I know that it's recreational. So people who want to talk bad about it, they could just not talk bad about it around me because I don't see a problem with it. And I guess that sort of kind of changed my or shifted my mentality a bit where I started seeing porn and sex scenes and all of that as a aid or a guideline or something that was helping me understand my personality as a sexual being. And to be honest, it's a great way to express yourself. It's a great way to realize who you are, what you like, what you don't like. And to be honest, you're not going to find that out talking to your parents. So that's my two cents. I think that unless you're watching porn 6 hours a day, every single day, I don't see a problem. And to all the people who see a problem or call it shameful, that's bullshit. This was censorship shit, where we talk about sex topics and how growing up around these sex topics may have or may not have ruined my upbringing.